IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
With the presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. Welcome to yet another episode of your program, The Viewpoint from IRIB English Radio. Today, we're exploring something we all care about, feeling well, not just in body, but deep inside. So let's talk about spirituality and mental health. I know the name is shabby somehow, but inner peace matters because when we were like kids, we just care about get out and play with other people, with other kids. But when we get like the teenagehood, we felt that there are other things in life that matters as well. That would be the feeling. We wanted to feel happy, like the way we felt at the time of childhood, I guess. So I think we've been through that mood as well. So let's talk about it. Today I am, by the way, let's not forget that we have two dear guests. I shall introduce them now. So let's say start with dear brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, dear brother.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Will you introduce yourself for our audience of this new episode?
My name is Muhammad, and I'm a student of Hawza Ilmiya, and I'm pursuing my master's degree at the moment.
Awesome, good for you. Thank you so much. Dear brother Ali Reza, another dear guest of our program.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners, and I'm also a teacher and a student of the Hawza Ilmiya, and I'm passing my fourth level, which is regarded to be equal to PhD.
Very good, good for you. So let's just start this talk with dear brother Muhammad. Dear brother, what does spiritual health mean to you? Is just a sentimental sort of name for a new form of meditation or what?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful. So when we're talking about spiritual health, it is important to understand what it is by itself. Most of the psychological definitions of body and psychological health, they try to limit the definition of health to basically the body and the nervous system to the extent that it is. That's it. That's the border of health. However, there is a as Muslims and as those who are after reality, when we look in reality, the body is the beginning, is just one part of the existence of mankind. There is a soul which is the essence of mankind. And when we're talking about the spiritual health, we're talking about the health of that soul. It's rather the health of that soul really that affects the state of mankind. Sometimes the soul is unhealthy, that's why the body becomes unhealthy. And vice versa, many times when a body is also unhealthy, the soul might also be affected, but the essence is the soul. And when we're talking about the health, spiritual health, we're talking about the health of that soul, and not just something that deals or is in relation with nervous system. It's not just nerves, and it's not just the brain and the different electronic and electric pulses that happen within our body. No, that's just very limited. But the feeling of happiness, feeling of comfort, feeling of satisfaction, which is a very important feeling of content, is not related to the body and the nervous system. It's related to the soul. The body and the nervous system merely feels the reactions of those feelings of the soul.
Thank you, dear brother Muhammad. Dear brother Ali Reza, regarding what brother Muhammad said, I just want to ask you a question. Some people, especially youth, youngsters, they ask me that if that's true, that avoiding sin is important and keeping a healthy and a spiritual based lifestyle matters, why we've got some, I don't know, some people, celebrities, some people, they have this sinful way of living and they seem to be happy. Well, at least they fake it. I don't know how they can fake it and till when they can just keep doing that. So they say it's okay. They don't care about it. They do not believe that we have such a thing as a sinful life. They say it's your choice. You can do whatever you want. You might face consequences in future, but that's your choice. So do you think that those people suffer too from their sinful life or no?
Just let me remember a verse. He says that ولولا أن يكون الناس أمة واحدة لجعلنا لمن يكفر بالرحمن لبيوتهم سقفا من فضة ومعارج عليها يظهرون. If all of the people would not think and would not assume that the way of disbelievers is correct and is the right way, I would give all the blessings in the this world to the disbelievers, and as we have in this verse, roofs of silver for their houses and many things, many blessings would be given to them. Being blessed and having a blessing in this world is not something that we can say that a job and act is true or not. Besides that, I want to complete what the brother Muhammad said about this one, that we have to focus on the meaning of sin. The meaning of sin, as we have, for example, if our body, we know that something, if we, for example, eat something, our body would, we will get illness. So we have to follow some kind of instructions, regulations in order to be healthy. That is the case about our spiritual. If we follow, the instruction given by God, we will get to that goal.
Yeah.
And if we cannot, if we do not follow that, we wouldn't achieve it.
Thank you so much, dear brother Muhammad. If you, if your soul could talk, what would probably or possibly it would ask you to do more? Would it be like, for example, to listen to that kind of music more? Would it be like to, I don't know, pray more, to give the host of the...
I am my soul.
What was it?
I am my soul. What would the soul ask me?
Okay. I don't know, the things that a soul can desire, like to give the host of the show this episode like $1 million or something. Anything you can just think of.
You see, the decisions made by mankind, of course, it goes back to the soul. Whatever is done outside goes back to the soul. That's why in many cases, the word that some people just do... cover up their bad things. They say, oh, look at the heart within. The heart within should be clean. Don't worry about what is outside. No, everything comes from inside, as a matter of fact. Everything, all the decisions are made from the soul. If you corrupt the soul, then the decisions outside are like that. Many of the sisters who do not have a proper hijab, when you give them some advice, they come back and say, oh no, your heart should be clean. Don't worry about the appearance. How does the appearance, why do you have to choose this appearance as opposed to a better appearance? Why? Because your heart is corrupt. Whatever is shown in the appearance outside is rather because of the, you know, corruption or the optimism of the heart within, the soul within. So when you fix the soul, when the soul is corrected, that's when the outside, the appearance are corrected. But that's not the other way around, of course. So when you see a hijabi sister, when you see a person who looks pious, it does not necessarily mean the heart and the soul is clean.
No,
sometimes it's just the appearance. But whenever the heart and soul is clean, definitely it affects the appearance. Definitely the appearance is clean. Definitely. There is no even question
on the
that.
You know, apparent behavior.
Exactly, exactly. So we cannot judge from the appearance, but when the soul is clean, then definitely the appearance is clean. That is something. So what my soul says, it depends on my action. Look at my action. Tell me if my soul is clean or not.
Yeah, I'll tell you after the session. Thank you so much. Dear brother Muhammad, dear brother Ali Reza, so how do spiritual people, those people who take spiritual matters seriously, deal with stress? Do you think those people who are more spiritual can handle stress? Because we live in a time that it's like stressful most of the time in this new era. So do you think leading a spiritual life is sort of a solution to manage or control the amount of stress you're going to expose yourself to?
Yeah, you see, we have another verse in the Holy Quran which says, "Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub," that is the remembrance of God, you will feel comfort. Mm. So that is the criterion. If the person has the remembrance of God, he rely on God Almighty, the most powerful,
the
essence of the universe. Mm. So if the one is relying on that being, so he will not feel worried about things that happening around him.
So he would feel like he's surrounded by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the blessing of his presence all over him. Yeah, for sure. So dear Brother Muhammad, just one last question pops into my mind. In your opinion, how do atheists like feel relief because they do not have such a powerful creator who is thinking, who is like watching?
They do have a creator. They don't believe in that creator.
What do you mean?
They do have a creator, but they do not believe in that creator.
They call it nature, but the nature doesn't care about them. In their view, nature is like wild jungle who is going to attack them or serve them one way or another.
You see, naturally there are remedies, as Brother Ali Reza mentioned, with regards to your question about stand-up comedy and laughing. These are temporary remedies that basically apparently give you that comfort, very short-term comfort.
Yeah.
The same way when a person is intoxicated and sleeps, you look at that person, you find the person is in comfort. A person when he is high on weed, you find that person enjoying his activities.
Mm.
Physically, when you look at it, apparently that's the case. But the essence, the truth within, it's not very clear and is not apparent. The truth within is that person is suffering from within.
Yeah.
That does not have hayatun tayyiba.
Mm-hmm.
In tafsir, in the interpretation of this verse, hayatun tayyiba, Imam Sadiq, when at the last few moments of his lifetime, when he was poisoned, the skin was, the bones were very apparent. That was his state. That how bad it was.
Mm.
One of the companions around him, he was very sorrowful about this. He was very, weeping on this. The Imam says, "My dear companion, if if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a mountain of gold, just right now, a mountain of gold and wealth, we would say Alhamdulillah and be thankful to Allah. Mm-hmm. And if He takes it away in that same moment, we will still say Alhamdulillah and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." That is hayatun tayyibah, that is content. Now for that atheist, will it be the same? That's not necessarily the case.
That's
because when we look at the ghaya, the hadaf, the goal, the end goal of mankind, it's going back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And when you're tatma'innu al-qulub, when you're comforted with that, that's the ultimate comfort. You're content with this life.
Thank you so much. Thank you, dear listeners, for listening. I wish you all find your spiritual life full with joy and tranquility. Till another episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
يقولها شفعة أنا لها أنا لها.